Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Summary of Chapter 20, Studying the Structure of the Universe. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In this chapter, there is a description of various islands, beginning with Plakshadvipa and the oceans that surround them. There is also a description of the location and dimensions of the mountain known as Lokaloka. The island of Plakshadvipa, which is twice as broad as Jambudvipa, is surrounded by an ocean of salt water. The master of this island is Idmajibha, one of the sons of Maharaj Priyavrata. That island is divided into seven regions, each with a mountain and a large river. The second island is called Shalmili Dvipa. It is surrounded by an ocean of liquor and is 3,200,000 miles wide, twice as wide as Plakshadvipa. The master of this island is Yajnabahu, also one of the sons of Maharaj Priyavrata. And like Plakshadvipa, this island is also divided into seven regions, each with a mountain and a very large river. The inhabitants of this island worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Chandratma. The third island, which is surrounded by an ocean of clarified butter, ghee, and is also divided into seven regions, is called Kushadvipa. Its master is Hiranyareta, another son of Maharaj Priyavrata. And its inhabitants worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Agni, the fire god. The width of this island is 6,400,000 miles, or in other words, twice the width of Shalmali Dweep. The fourth island, Kraunchya Dwipa, which is surrounded by an ocean of milk, is 12,800,000 miles wide and is also divided, just like the others, into seven regions, each with a large mountain and a large river. The master of this island is Ghritaprashtha, another son of Maharaj Priyavrata. The inhabitants of this island worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of water. The fifth island, Shakadvipa, which is 25,600,000 miles wide, is surrounded by an ocean of yogurt. Its master is Medhatithi, another son of Maharaj Priyavrata. It is also divided into seven regions, each with a large mountain and a large river. Its inhabitants worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu, air. The sixth island, Pushkara Dwipa, which is twice as wide as the previous island, is surrounded by an ocean of clear water. Its master is Vitihotra, another son of Maharaj Priyavrata. The island is divided into two by a large mountain named Manasottara. The inhabitants of this island worship Swayambhu, another feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Beyond Pushkara Dwipa, there are two more islands. One is always lit by sunshine, and the other is always dark. Between them is a mountain called Loka Loka, which is situated 1 billion miles from the edge of the universe. Expanding his opulence, Lord Narayana resides upon this mountain, Loka Loka. The area beyond Loka Loka mountain is called Aloka Varsha, and beyond Aloka Varsha is the pure destination of persons who desire liberation. Vertically, the sun globe is situated just in the middle of the universe, in Antariksha, the space between Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka. The distance between the sun and the circumference of Anda Goloka, or the globe of the universe, is estimated to be 25 koti yojanas, or 2 billion miles. Because the sun enters the universe and divides the sky, it is known as Martanda. And because it is produced from Hiranyagarbha, the body of the Mahatattva, it is also called Hiranyagarbha.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Summary of 5th Canto, Chapter 21, The Movements of the Sun. The sun planet is not stationary. It is also moving just like the other planets. The sun's movements determine the duration of both night and day. When the sun travels north of the equator, it moves slowly during the day and very quickly at night, thus increasing the duration of the daytime and decreasing the duration of night. Similarly, when the sun travels south of the equator, the exact opposite is true. That is, the duration of the day decreases and the duration of night increases. When the sun enters Karkata Rashi or Cancer and then travels to Singha Rashi or Leo and so on through Dhanu Rashi Sagittarius, its course is called Dakshinayana, the southern way. And when the sun enters Makara Rashi or Capricorn, and thereafter travels through Kumbha Rashi or Aquarius, and so on, Through Mithuna Rashi, Gemini, its course is called Uttarayana, the northern way. And when the sun is in Mesha Rashi, Aries, and Tula Rashi, Libra, the duration of day and night are equal. On Manasotara Mountain are the abodes of four demigods. East of Sumeru Mountain is Devadhani, where King Indra lives. And south of Sumeru is Sanyamani, the abode of Yamaraj, superintendent of death. Similarly, west of Sumeru is Nimlochani, the abode of Varuna, the demigod who controls the water. And north of Sumeru is Vibhavari, where the demigod of the moon lives. Sunrise, noon, sunset, and midnight occur in all these places because of the movements of the sun. Diametrically opposite the place where the sunrise takes place, and the sun is seen by human eyes, the sun will be setting and passing away from human vision. Similarly, the people residing diametrically opposite the point where it is midday will be experiencing midnight. The sun rises and sets with all the other planets, headed by the moon and other luminaries. The entire Kala Chakra, or Wheel of Time, is established on the wheel of the sun god's chariot. This wheel is known as Sangvatsara. The seven horses pulling the chariot of the sun are known as Gayatri, Brihati, Ushnik, Jagati, Trishtup, Anushtup, and Pankti. These are harnessed by a demigod known as Arunadeva to a yoke of 900,000 yojanas wide. Thus, the chariot carries Aditya Deva, the sun god. Always staying in front of the sun god and offering prayers are 60,000 sages known as Valakilyas. There are 14 Gandharvas, Apsaras, and other demigods who are divided into seven parties and who perform ritualistic activities every month just to worship the Supersoul through the sun god according to different names. Thus, the sun god travels through the universe for a distance of 95,100,000 yojanas, or 760,800,000 miles at a speed of 16,004 miles at every moment. Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Summary of 5th Canto, Chapter 22, The Orbits of the Planets. According to the movements of the moon and other planets, all the inhabitants of the universe are prone to auspicious and inauspicious situations. This is referred to as the influence of the stars. The sun god, who controls the affairs of the entire universe, especially in regard to heat, light, and seasonal changes, and so on, is considered an expansion of Lord Narayana. He represents the three Vedas, namely Rig, Yajur, and Sama, and therefore he is known as Trayi Maya, the form of Lord Narayana. Sometimes the sun god is also called Surya Narayana. The sun god has expanded himself into 12 divisions, and thus he controls the 6 seasonal changes, causing winter, summer, rain, and so on. Yogis and karmis following the institution of Varna and Ashram, and who practice Hatha or Ashtanga Yoga, or who perform Agnihotra sacrifices, worship Surya Narayan for their own benefit. The demigod Surya Deva is always in touch with Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Residing in outer space, which is in the middle of the universe, between Bhuloka and Bhuvarloka, the sun rotates through the time circle of the zodiac, represented by 12 Rashis or signs, and assumes different names according to the sign he is in. And for the moon, every month is divided into 2 fortnights. Similarly, according to solar calculations, a month is equal to the time the sun spends in one constellation. 2 months constitute one season, and there are 12 months in a year. The entire area of the sky is divided into 2 halves, each representing 1 ayana, the course traversed by the sun within a period of 6 months. The sun travels sometimes slowly, sometimes swiftly, and sometimes at a moderate speed. In this way, it travels within the 3 worlds, consisting of the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and outer space. And these orbits are referred to by great learned scholars by the names Sangvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. The moon is situated 100,000 yojanas above the rays of the sunshine. Day and night on the heavenly planets and Pitriloka are calculated according to its waning and waxing. Above the moon, by a distance of 200,000 yojanas, are some stars, and above these stars is Shukra Graha, Venus, whose influence is always auspicious for the inhabitants of the entire universe. Above Shukra Graha, by 200,000 yojanas, is Buddha Graha, Mercury, whose influence is sometimes auspicious, but sometimes inauspicious. Next, above Buddha Graha, by 200,000 yojanas, is Angaraka, Mars, which almost always has an unfavorable influence. Above Angaraka, by another 200,000 yojanas, is the planet called Brihaspati Graha, or Jupiter, which is always very favorable for qualified Brahmanas. Above Brihaspati Graha is the planet Shaineshchara, or Saturn, which is very inauspicious. And above Saturn is a group of 7 stars, occupied by great saintly persons, who are always thinking of the welfare of the entire universe. And these 7 stars circumambulate Dhruvaloka, which is the residence of Lord Vishnu within this universe.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Summary of the 5th canto, chapter 23, the Shishumara planetary systems.
This chapter describes how all the planetary systems take shelter of Dhruvaloka, the pole star. It also describes the totality of these planetary systems to be Shishumar, or another expansion of the external body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The abode of Lord Vishnu within this universe, Dhruvaloka, is situated 1,300,000 yojanas from the seven stars. In the planetary system of Dhruvaloka are the planets of the fire god, Indra, Prajapati, Kashyapa, and Dharma, all of whom are very respectful to that great devotee, Dhruva, who lives on the pole star. Like bulls yoked to a central pivot, all the planetary systems revolve around Dhruvaloka, impelled by eternal time. Those who worship the Virat Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, conceive of this entire rotating system of planets as an animal known as Shishumara. This imaginary Shishumara is yet another form of the Lord. The head of the Shishumara form is downward, and its body appears like that of a coiled snake. On the end of its tail is Dhruvaloka. On the body of the tail are Prajapati, Agni, Indra, and Dharma. And on the root of the tail are Dhata and Didhata. On its waist are the seven great sages. The entire body of the Shishumara faces toward its right and appears like a coil of stars. On the right side of this coil are the 14 prominent stars from Abhijit to Purnavasu, and on the left side are the 14 prominent stars from Pushya to Uttarashadha. The stars known as Purnavasu and Pushya are on the right and left hips of the Shishumara, and the stars known as Ardra and Ashlesha are on the right and left feet of the Shishumara. Other stars are also fixed on different sides of the Shishumara planetary system, according to the calculations of Vedic astronomers. And to concentrate their minds, yogis worship the Shishumara planetary system, which is also technically known as the Kundalini Chakra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Summary of the fifth canto, chapter 24, The Subterranean Heavenly Planets.
This chapter describes the planet Rahu, which is 10,000 yojanas, or 80,000 miles below the sun. And this chapter also describes Atala and the other lower planetary systems. Rahu is situated below the sun and the moon. It is actually between these two planets and the earth. When Rahu conceals the sun and moon, eclipses occur, either total or partial, depending on whether Rahu moves in a straight or curving way.
Below Rahu, by another 1,000,000 yojanas, are the planets of the Siddhas, Charanas, and Vidyadharas. And below these are the planets known as Yakshaloka and Rakshaloka. Below these planets is Earth, and 70,000 yojanas below Earth are the lower planetary systems, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala.
Demons and Rakshasas live in these lower planetary systems with their wives and children, always engaged in sense gratification, not fearing their next births. The sunshine
does not reach these planets, but they are illuminated by jewels fixed upon the hoods of snakes. Because of these shining gems, there is practically no darkness. Those living in these planets do not become old or diseased, and they are not afraid of death from any cause but the time factor, which is actually the representative of God. In the planet Atala, the yawning of a demon has produced three kinds of women, known as Svairani independent, Kamani lusty, and Pungshali, very easily subdued by men. Below Atala is the planet Vitala, wherein Lord Shiva and his wife Gauri reside. Because of their presence, a kind of gold is produced called Hataka. Below Vitala is the planet Sutala, the abode of Bali Maharaj, the most fortunate of kings. Bali Maharaj was favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva, because of his intense devotional service. The Lord went to the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj, begging him for 3 paces of land, and on this plea, the Lord took from him all of his possessions. When Bali Maharaj agreed to all of this, the Lord was very pleased, and therefore the Lord serves as his doorkeeper. The description of Bali Maharaj appears in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead offers the devotee material happiness, that is not his real favor. The demigods, who are very puffed up by their material opulences, pray to the Lord only for material happiness, not knowing anything better. However, devotees like Prahlad Maharaj do not want material happiness. Not to speak of material happiness, they do not even want liberation from material bondage, although one can achieve this liberation simply by chanting the holy name of God, even with improper pronunciation. And below Sutala is the planet Talatala, the abode of the demon Maya. This demon is always materially happy because he is favored by Lord Shiva, but he cannot achieve spiritual happiness at any time. Below Talatala is the planet Mahatala, where there are many snakes with hundreds and thousands of hoods. Below Mahatala is Rasatala, and below that is Patala, where the serpent Basuki lives along with his associates. Chalayasi Vikramane Balim Adbhuta Vamana Padanakha Nira Janita Jana Pavana Keshavadritta Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Trivikrama Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadritta Urukrama Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare
Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadritta Upendra Rupa. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Summary of 5th Canto, Chapter 25, The Glories of Lord Ananta. In this chapter, Shukadeva Goswami describes Ananta, the source of Lord Shiva. Lord Ananta, whose body is completely spiritual, resides at the root of the planet Patala. He always lives in the core of Lord Shiva's heart, and he helps him destroy the universe. Ananta instructs Lord Shiva how to destroy the cosmos, and thus Anantadev is sometimes called Tamasi, or one who is in the mode of darkness. Ananta is the original deity of material consciousness, and because he attracts all living entities, he is sometimes known as Sankarsana. The entire material world is situated upon the hoods of Lord Sankarsana. From his forehead, he transmits to Lord Shiva the power to destroy this material world. Because Lord Sankarsana is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, many devotees offer him prayers, and in the planetary system of Patala, all the Suras, Asuras, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, and learned sages offer him their respectful obeisances. The Lord talks with them in a sweet voice. His bodily construction is completely spiritual and very, very beautiful. Anyone who hears about Ananta from a proper spiritual master becomes free from all material conceptions of life. This entire material energy is working according to the plans of Anantadeva. Therefore, we should regard him as the root cause of the material creation. There is no end to his strength, and no one can fully describe him, even with countless mouths. Therefore, he is called Ananta, unlimited. Being very merciful toward all living entities, Ananta has exhibited his spiritual body. Thus, Shukadeva Goswami describes the glories of Anantadeva to Maharaj Parikshit in this way.
Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu. Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdi Magnam. Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinang Batanu. Grihanesha Mam Agyam Ejakshi Drishyaha. Namo Deva Namodar Ananta Vishno. Ananta, Ananta, Ananta Vishno.
Summary of 5th Canto, Chapter 26, A Description of the Hellish Planets.
The final chapter of the 5th canto describes how a sinful man goes to different hells where he is punished in various ways by the assistance of Yamaraj.
As stated in the 3rd chapter of Bhagavad Gita,
Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate.
Under the influence of the three modes of material nature, the bewildered spirit soul thinks oneself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. The foolish person thinks that he is independent of any law. The foolish person thinks there is no God or regulative principle and that one can do whatever one likes. Thus, the foolish person engages in different sinful activities and as a result is put into different hellish conditions life after life in order to be punished by the laws of nature, the laws of God.
The basic principle of suffering for the living entity is that one foolishly thinks oneself independent, although one is strictly under the control of the laws of material nature. These laws act due to the influence of the three modes, and therefore each human being also works under three different types of influence.
And according to how one acts, he or she suffers different reactions in one's next life or even in this life. Religious persons, therefore, act differently from atheists, and therefore they suffer different reactions.
Shukadeva Goswami describes the following 28 hells.
Tamisra, Andhatamisra, Raurava, Maharaurava, Kumbhipaka, Kalasutra, Asipatravana, Sukaramukha, Andhakupa, Krimibhojana, Sandangsha, Taptasurmi, Vadrakantaka Shalmali, Vaitarani, Puyoda, Pranarodha, Vishashana, Lalabhaksha, Sarameyadana, Avichi, Ahyakpana, Ksharakardama, Rakshogana Bhojana, Shula Prota, Dandashuka, Avata Nirodana, Paryavartana, and Suchi Mukha.
A person who steals another's money, wife, or possessions is put into the hell known as Tamisra. The man who tricks someone and enjoys his wife is put into the extremely hellish condition known as Andhatamisra. The foolish person absorbed in the bodily conception of life, who, on the basis of this principle, maintains himself or his wife and children by committing violence against other living entities, is put into the hell known as Raurava. And there, the animals he killed take birth as creatures called Ruru's and cause one great suffering.
Those who kill different animals and birds and then cook them are put by the agents of Yamaraj into the hell known as Kumbhipaka, where they are boiled in oil.
A person who kills a Brahmana is put into the hell known as Kalasutra, where the land, perfectly level and made of copper, is as hot as an oven. The killer of a Brahmana burns in that land for many years.
One who does not follow scriptural injunctions, but who does everything whimsically or follows some rascal, is put into the hell known as Asipatravana. A government official who poorly administers justice or who punishes an innocent man is taken by the assistance of Yamaraj to the hell known as Sukaramukha, where he is mercilessly beaten.
God has given advanced consciousness to the human being,
Therefore, one can feel the suffering and happiness of other living beings. The human being, bereft of one's consciousness, however, is prone to cause suffering for other living beings. The assistance of Yamaraj puts such a person into the hell known as Andhakupa, where one receives proper punishment from those victims. And any person who does not receive or feed a guest properly, but who personally enjoys eating, is put into the hell known as Krimi Bhojana. There, an unlimited number of worms and insects continuously bite the sinful person. A thief is put into the hell known as Sandangsha. A person who has sexual relations with a woman who is not to be enjoyed is put into the hell known as Taptasurmi. A person who enjoys sexual relations with animals is put into the hell known as Vadrakantaka Shalmali. A person born into an aristocratic or highly placed family, but who does not act accordingly, is put into the hellish trench of blood, pus, and urine, called the Vaitarani River. One who lives like an animal is put into the hell called Puyoda. The person who mercilessly kills animals in the forest without sanction is put into the hell called Pranarodha. A person who kills animals in the name of religious sacrifice is put into the hell named Vishasana. A man who forces his wife to drink his semen is put into the hell called Lala Baksha. One who sets a fire or administers poison to kill someone is put into the hell known as Sara Mayadana. And the man who earns his livelihood by bearing false witness is put into the hell known as Avicii. The person addicted to drinking wine is put into the hell named Ayapana. One who violates etiquette by not showing proper respect to superiors is put into the hell known as Sharakardama. A person who sacrifices human beings to Bhairava is put into the hell called Rakshogana Bhojana. A person who kills pet animals is put into the hell called Shula Prota. A person who gives trouble to others is put into the hell known as Dandashuka. One who imprisons a living entity within a cave is put into the hell known as Avata Nirodhana. The person who shows unwarranted wrath toward a guest in the house is put into the hell called Paryavartana. And the person, maddened by possessing riches, and is thus deeply absorbed in thinking of how to collect money, is put into the hell known as Suchi Mukha. Thus, after describing the hellish planets, Shukadeva Goswami describes how pious persons are elevated to the highest planetary system where the demigods live, and how they can then come back again to this earth when the results of their pious activities are finished. Finally, Shukadeva describes the universal form of the Lord and glorifies the Lord's activities. Recorded July 14, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.